Hello, this is DNBJ13 again for all you audio boo folks in Booville. I had some thoughts. I'll be preaching at my church this Sunday, and I am going to be talking about unity, and I had some thoughts about tribalism. Now, I've been reading retired Bishop John Shelby Spong. Some of you may be familiar with him, but he is a very controversial figure in Christian circles because he is one who pretty much rejects the any literal interpretation of the Bible, miracles, that sort of thing. And so, naturally, he's a bit of a lightning rod. However, he is a very clever fellow, and I highly recommend reading his work, whether you actually end up agreeing with him or not. But one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is the tribalism inherent in religion, and in particular Christianity. I'll be talking about unity this Sunday, and so it's a subject that I've thought about on and off for a long time. The God of the Jews, which is ultimately the God of the Christians, is a very tribal God throughout most of the Bible. He is a God who appeared to the father of the Jewish nation to create a nation unto himself, and his promise was, I will be your God and you will be my people, and he showed much contempt to most of the other peoples of the world throughout most of Scripture. Now, granted, there are different views of God throughout Scripture as well, places where it seems that God evolves over time, and Bishop Spong would suggest that the vision of God held by the people evolved over time, not so much God evolving over time. But I find what he has to say about tribalism compelling, and largely because I do not believe in a tribal God. I do not believe in the kind of God that says to one group of people, you are my people and everyone else is my enemy. That sounds a lot like the kind of God that human beings would create, the kind of God that hates everyone that you hate, and whose enemies just happen to be your enemies. And that is the God, once again, that is portrayed throughout much of the Bible. And it is an enemy of unity, even among Christendom. If you just take Protestant Christendom, the division among the various groups is irreconcilable. And so you still have these petty little fiefdoms, if you will, claiming that God is our God, not your God, and maybe he'll save you, maybe he won't, but clearly we have the right idea about God and you don't. And that tribal mentality really flows across Christendom, even in ecumenical circles. I find that true ecumenical behavior is rare, very rare. So I'm just kind of wrestling with the notion of a tribal exclusive God and the claims of Christianity that God is a God of all the world and universal. I'm not entirely sure what to do with some of the passages in Scripture that really define God as very exclusive and tribal. Love to see your comments. And we'll boo you again real soon.